Tuesday, Idaho lawmakers spiked a bill that would have limited gun access for those convicted for misdemeanor domestic violence. Frankie Barnhill has more.
The Idaho House rejected the bill after an emotional floor debate, according to the Spokesman Review. Democratic Representative Melissa Wintrow of Boise sponsored the bill, which would have barred people convicted of misdemeanor domestic violence from owning guns for 2 years. Similar laws have been passed in 28 states, including the Republican-dominated Utah legislature. Wintrow says the bill was inspired by the story of a Southwest Idaho man convicted with a domestic violence misdemeanor who later murdered his wife. Canyon County Sheriff Kieran Donahue worked on that case and supported the bill. Wintrow also pointed to an opinion from the state's attorney general, who argued the bill would be legal if enacted. But 39 GOP lawmakers stopped the measure in its tracks, many citing concerns over expanding gun control. 20 Republicans joined all 11 House Democrats, voting in favor of the bill. Frankie Barnhill, Boise State Public Radio News.